All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City, turning that ad off. I hate ads. We are doing something we have not done in a while. We are recording several days early. It is actually June 9th. So if on the 10th or 11th, the world comes to an end and aliens invade us and blow the planet up, and we don't talk about it on the 12th when this posts, that's why. It's not that we didn't want to talk about the alien invasion and them blowing up the world. It's just that it hasn't happened yet. We are recording early because Jake, you're going somewhere next
week. In fact, I really hope you skip that part and we just sound like the biggest alien apologists ever. I'm talking about going to the beach. Everybody's getting that fucking thing from the Matrix twisted into the back of their noggins.
Yeah, we're just talking about, isn't it a nice summer? Oh, my summer's going really well. We're just completely ignoring it so that so they take pity on us and use us as their... We will be the Fox News for alien invasion. We will be the propaganda. Where are you going next week? Why are we recording early?
North Carolina.
Visiting the wife's family. Getting away from...
Yeah, just visiting the wife's family. Outer Banks, man. Beautiful. Can't wait to go down there.
Have you checked the... you are in, as I said, New York City. You are in the news a fucking lot lately. Are you looking to get away from the smog? I mean, I see in the back, it looks like you have a good natural light going on. Is sun shining through all the Canadian wildfire smoke?
Yeah, it's actually pretty much gone. I was gone Tuesday when I guess it was kind of getting bad.
Yeah.
I was back Wednesday when it was really bad. I got back Tuesday night, but it was like nighttime and I could smell it when I got off the Amtrak and then just immediately got onto the subway and I could kind of smell a little bit of like a wood thing, but I assumed it was like a restaurant and my apartment's pretty close to the subway.
Wait. You thought it was a restaurant. You ignored what's been national news for 3 days.
Well, no, this was Tuesday. This was like Tuesday night. Oh. So I'd been
just starting
like in DC. Yeah. All that. Yeah, it was just starting. And apparently it was kind of bad that day. Like it was probably in the news, but I was, you know, like I was in DC. I was interviewing a bunch of Congress people. And so I get done with that and I get off the train. And again, it was just so light that like you just think somebody's barbecuing or something. And I just went in and then woke up the next day and it was completely fucked.
Yeah, I mean, the pictures I've seen, there's a great... I sent you an article, I think, with sliders where they put a slider on the screen and then you can push back and forth to show normal view of New York, Wednesday's view, and fuck, you couldn't see anything.
Oh, yeah, dude. I posted a bunch of pics from, like, the...
Yeah, I saw the
Series XM office. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just completely...
Oh, no, I saw you in D.C. I didn't see pics from... The office.
Yeah, no, I posted some from up 36th floors in Midtown. And yeah, the whole thing is just completely... And I didn't even take the pics at the worst part of the day either.
Hmm. Well, there you go. Well, you are escaping anyway. And if there are more wildfires, then you'll be in North Carolina.
To do this. I may have to pause because there's a whole thing going on at work right now over this indictment.
I did not send you links, but Trump got indicted again.
Yeah, we'll talk until I may have to pause to talk about this for a worky poo thing. But yeah, it's annoying me personally because I have a
vacation coming up, and how dare he get indicted when you have to leave?
Well, and okay, not only am I leaving, but I was in Washington all day Tuesday interviewing Congress members, and I have a pre-recorded special. The fucking last 2 hours of the show today was all going to be interviews with Congress people that we went all
completely outdated.
It may have to get scrapped for a fucking indictment that I don't even think this indictment's going to mean anything. Look, it's over the documents that, as we've talked about, no one gives a shit about. It's if you're on the left, yeah, you want him to go down for anything. Right. If you're on the right, you're just like, oh, they're just trying to get him for this because they can't get him for those serious things that they lied about him doing.
Well, did we ever determine, and this is what's fucked up, not fucked up, this is just life, that it was big news. And then it went away and we all forgot about it, except for the most hardcore liberals that are like, ooh, get him for the documents. Did we ever determine if it was anything other than, like, was there one nuclear North Korea thing or something that was important?
Well, no, I mean, what it is it's more the obstruction than the documents.
Yeah. I get that. I
mean, lots of people, it's the fact that out of all these other people that had documents, they weren't specifically requested by the government to give them back and then refuse to do so.
Yeah.
So it's not the taking of the documents. Yeah. All presidents, all high up federal people who have access to these things. But, you know, if they wipe their ass with a piece of paper, that thing's fucking classified probably. So I mean, they're just, they have a ton of these things. It's just that if they realize you have them and ask for them back and you tell them no, and they have to fucking send people down to raid your goddamn golf course to get them, then it's a more serious issue.
Right.
So it's not the classified documents, it's the obstruction that's the problem.
Gotcha. Because I remember when after this happened, it was fucking everybody. They found him with Pence, they found him with Biden when he was VP, and maybe in senator. I don't remember.
Hang on. I got to pause to take a work thing. Sorry about this, man. I'll just put it on mute real quick.
All right, interruption, because as we said up front, breaking news as of last night. So just like I said at the beginning of this podcast, when the aliens invade and we don't talk about it, so you did a pre-recorded set of interviews that now are immaterial. I mean, you can show them.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna live on the app, and we're going to play them live on the show. Well, not live, they're pre-recorded, but like we're going to air them
They don't have the... pressing. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I get that it's big news. It's a former president getting federally indicted. It's just, it feels like one of those things where this is just to sort of set him up for bigger stuff. You know what I mean?
It's a been there, done that thing.
What's up?
It's a been there, done that. If it was anyone but Trump, it would be huge news.
Right.
But it's just sort of, I don't want to say expected, but at the same time, you get the left, and I still see people that get their hopes up and get erections like, ooh, we got him this time. I got a boner. And it's like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. He was found guilty of sexual assault. And I think we talked about this. My Twitter feed was filled with Republicans screaming, not rape, not rape. It's like, right. Oh, good.
My president is a groper, not a raper, sir.
I don't know what this... While you were on that call and we paused it, I looked up the morning news, and the article that caught my eye was, can Trump still run for president after being indicted? And the answer was, yes, you just have to be a natural citizen, 14 years of what... And it's like, I can't remember where I saw this.
I think you can run from a jail cell.
I can't remember where I saw this, but a prisoner can run for president from jail, but if charged with a federal crime, cannot vote for himself. Like,
that's got to suck if you lose by one vote, huh? That's got to feel like a real a fucking distortion of justice. Son of a bitch.
If only I hadn't committed that federal crime, I could have run for president and voted for myself. If only my attorney had gotten it bumped from federal to a state, a non-federal violation, I would have been able to vote.
I got consent every time except for that one. And now I now I lost.
Well, speaking of consent.
But I will say that I was sure. Before we go on, I will say this could be like a bigger thing if he gets convicted of this and gets convicted of another thing, because it's just the way our judicial system works is that, like, if you get convicted of other fucking crimes after you've already been convicted of one crime, then it's a bigger deal. So it could lead to other stuff. They could be doing this one first to gather more evidence in the investigation of this one that could lead to, because again, the biggest thing that he did was the whole trying to overthrow the government thing.
Was Georgia? I was going to say,
get him on that. You're not getting
him on
anything.
Waiting on Georgia with the phone call. Literally, the phone call. Hey, I need you to find me 11,000 votes. I mean, that right there is attempted voter fraud. There's manipulation. So, well,
you got him on tape.
Yeah. All right. Well, what was I saying? Oh, consent. Rudy Giuliani has asked. Let me pull it up so I can just read the headline. Rudy Giuliani asks judge to toss salacious reference to his appearance in Borat movie, denies making racist remarks and selling pardons in response to ex-staffer sex abuse lawsuit. The staffer says she has evidence that he tried to sell pardons. I think that's funny. But what's funniest to me, what's funnier than that, is the whole, hey, I know I am on trial for inappropriate behavior, sexual, very inappropriate, but could you please not show the evidence of me laying on a bed and adjusting my dick in a way no one tucks in a shirt? I have tucked in 1,000 shirts, Jake. I have never once had to lay down in a bed and reach my hand down into my crotch to touch the other head, even though I did the Freudian slip there, the head. But yeah, he's on a bed playing with his junk, and he doesn't want that evidence. Of course he doesn't. It shows that he's a fucking pervert.
I don't know, man. I kind of had a different take when I watched the thing. I'm like, that lady was coming on to him. You know what I mean? Like, that was the whole bit. So, right. I mean, it's definitely embarrassing. You know, that said, it made it seem like the lady wanted to have sex with him. You know?
He's not out of his mind like, oh, hi, how are you? I'm going to start adjusting my dick. You're right.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It's not like, yeah, it's well, thank you, Mr. Former Mayor and former, he was Attorney General, right? I'm having a total brain fart.
I don't
know. But yeah, Mr. Shady Trump guy, you know, it's not like they just kind of shook hands and just had, thank you for the nice professional interview, and now I'm touching my dick. Like, no, it seemed like that was the joke.
She was supposed to get him turned on.
Right. That was the whole gotcha thing. And then Borat bursts in going, what are you doing? This is my niece. She's only 15. You know, it's clearly a woman who wasn't 15. It was, you know, and it was funny because I was seeing all these gotcha article headlines saying Rudy Giuliani tries to have sex with 15-year-old. It's like, no, he didn't. It was a woman who interviewed him with like a whole big professional like studio camera style setup and then tried to sleep with him. So this is the one thing that Rudy Giuliani's done in the last 10 years that I actually agree with was him trying to touch his dick when that lady tried to touch his dick.
She's flirting with me. I'm going to see how far I can take this. I don't disagree with you. I agree with you. I just think it's funny that he should use that as his evidence then. He should want this in court. Hey, I only respond in kind. I do not make demands that I am on your side.
If I'm his lawyer, I'm going, look how long this hot 25-year-old had to come on to me before I put my hand anywhere near my dick. And even then it was when she wasn't in the room. I was adjusting it on my own. I didn't even think she could see that. If anything, I was trying to stifle my urge to not come on too quickly. Look what a gentleman I am.
Yeah. God damn, Jake. You need to reach out to his legal defense team and say, get this extraction, get this squashing out of the way. We want this entered as evidence.
Rudy, for getting rid of the mob and cleaning up a lot of the crime in New York before I moved here. I'm doing this one pro bono. Play the tape, Rudy.
He did kind of fuck up Times Square. Like I visited Times Square back at the tail end of the crack infestation and drugs and prostitutes. Sure. And now it's all Disney and family friendly, which, you know, tourists like, but you know, he kind of made that less fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did. But hey man, less stabbings as well. What do you want? You know, you can have Disney or stabbings.
All right.
Those are the two options.
I also, while you were on, when we were on pause, I looked up a news story that has been pretty big. I just clicked a headline. I'm going to surprise you with a news story right now and your reaction. It is the very tragic stabbing of children in France. Did you hear about that?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, it happened. And so I've been reading news about it. It's pretty disgusting. Well, now the update is French, quote, backpack hero. There was a guy, a 24-year-old guy, who saw what was happening and attacked the assailant, the asshole with a knife that was hurting kids. Well, he says his faith gave him strength to fight Knife Man. Where was the quote I found? All I know is that I was not there by chance. God put me in that park. Look, I don't want to make fun of, it's horrible what that asshole with the knife did stabbing kids, but where was God when that guy was stabbing the kids? God's response is, well, this guy's going to stab some kids. So instead of stopping that from happening, I'm just going to put a guy in the park, who's faithful to me to prevent it from being worse and stabbing more kids. I'm not sure I like that logic. The whole, yeah, this bad thing is happening, I'm here to put an end to it, because God doesn't want to put an end to it before it starts. He wants some kids to get stabbed, but not all the kids. Or I don't know. It just seems kind of fucked up to say God put me there to let it happen a little, but then put an end to it.
Well, I checked with Pat Robertson on this story right before he died. And he told me that basically God did want to stop it before it happened, but he put like a sort of like a newer angel on it. You know what I mean? Kind of like that, kind of like a temp, like an intern or something.
Like the newbie on that Harry Potter show. The Miracle Workers.
I haven't seen it. But if it's about stabbings in France,
yeah,
that's exactly like this.
No, it's about two angels that work for God, and they just sort of
heard of this.
Harry Potter answers prayers, but he only answers, like, he ignores big prayers like please save my life or please whatever, and he's like, and he responds to please find my car keys or please find my glove, and then he spends time so that, you know, making it so that the car keys.
No, that's right. Most of the prayers he answers are sports related, and even then, only for the teams he likes.
So yeah, exactly.
It's kind of a wash. Yeah.
All right, moving on. I don't want to spend too much time on this because we talked about it a lot last week, but I did go look at the Hunter Biden pictures. Jake, I have a favorite Hunter Biden picture on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about how they put blue dots over his dick.
Right.
I found one where he is ass-facing the camera, and they put a blue line down his ass crack like a thong. You can see two butt cheeks on either side, but instead of showing the full butt, they put a blue line down Hunter Biden's butt crack just to make sure that you could not see the full butt. Left butt cheek, fully visible. Right butt cheek, fully visible. The crack, covered by a blue line. God bless whoever did that. My Puritan eyes, my Puritan Christian Amish eyes did not have to see a whole butt.
There's only one kind of crack that we leave unblurred on Hunter Biden's laptop photos, and it's the one that's a felony. What? That doesn't make sense.
I didn't even think of that joke.
It could be the other way. They could be the other way around, right? You think the crack that could get you like 25 years in prison for more than a gram of it when the president's son has a whole scale that shows you just how many grams kipoos he has? You think that would be the one that's blurred?
He would blur that one. You're right. If he were going through and not taking all these idiot pictures of, hey, I'm going to take a picture of my drug paraphernalia, he would blur that. Yeah. It's funny that the censors, the person that was in the article that said, I'm not going to show nudity.
We have to blur this up because we can't invade on someone's privacy or embarrass them or make them look bad. Only show the crack rocks that he has on a scale where you can tell the exact amount. And yes, it is a felony.
We can't embarrass him. We can just expose 10,000 pictures, they said, just with his wiener covered. We could show all the debauchery, but we don't want to embarrass. We don't. No shame. No shaming him.
I mean, all these photos have done has just made me love the man more. Honestly, he reminds me of what I would do if I had money and connections. You know, I would be Hunter S. Biden.
I did see a comment online that said they think part of the reason the Trumps are so angry and keep bringing this up is because Don Jr. is jealous because he thought he was the most famous cokehead politician's son.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough to be upstaged by the very next guy. In dramatic fashion.
It's got to be. Well, you have work things. Is there anything you wanted to bring up? Any news that we didn't? Because this is, as I said, we're recording early. We had to do it rushed just so we stay new and relevant and hip with the kids.
Yeah, I mean, the smog thing, I guess, it seemed pretty wild that it shows you how nationally focused we are on the news, where they go, people in New York, they can't see good and they're coughing a bit. Meanwhile, a few miles up the road in a place called Canada, there's an area the size of Vermont on fire and no one's going, hey, how are those fucking guys doing? I was at Quebec last year. It's a beautiful place. Lovely people.
I'm angry because I had that exact thought. I was looking at a collage of headlines about New York, and in the back of my mind, I had that exact same thought. And then it just sort of went away like, okay, so yeah, the smoke is down here. I looked it up. It said the size of Maryland. But either way, it's like, yeah, huge forest fires. And the response is New York.
It shows you what self-centered cunts America and especially New York is, where they're going, this is a tragedy. I mean, I can't like go for a run this morning because like, look at this. Look at this. I mean, I got to put a mask on. I got to put a mask. Meanwhile, area the size of Vermont on fire, people being evacuated. It's a whole fucking thing.
I got to go to the gym and be on the treadmill. It's yep. Spring. I should be outside.
Yeah, absolutely. And shout out to the people that are still walking around smoking cigarettes and vaping in that weather. Those are the real heroes. That's right. You don't let big climate fucking tell you what you can and can't put in your lungs. Only way out of the hurricane is through. You never drop anchor in a storm.
Yes, yes, yes. Ah, oh, God bless smokers. All right, Jake. Right. Enjoy your vacation. Alien overlords, we welcome you. And, oh, look at that. Even though we were paused, it didn't give us credit for pausing the recording. We're running out of time. It ate it up. So either way, short podcast today. Hope everyone enjoyed it. Take care.
R.I.P. Pat Robertson. Rest in power, King.
Oh, I did see the best tweet I saw was, hey, everybody, just wanted to let you know that all that smoke you see in New York is not from the Canadian wildfires. It's from the mouths of hell opening to accept Pat Robertson. That was my favorite tweet of the day. I enjoyed that one. Oh, I did see another tweet. We didn't talk about this. It's hard to describe this one because it's a visual joke. But when the Saudis and the PGA combined, a guy released a tweet. He said, with the new golf combination, the PGA will control holes 1-8 and 12-18, and the Saudis will run 9-11. And I'm like, oh, that's good. That is good.
Yeah, but two other countries are getting attacked for whatever happens on those holes, you know?
I mean, yes. All right. Take care,
Robertson,
everyone.
Pat Robertson, I hope that his hell is customized for him. I hope he's
all sitting, rainbows and unicorns.
He's sitting in a drag queen story hour that just never ends, just page after page after page for all eternity.
He's reading the book I Am Jazz about the jazz, the little girl's journey from a boy, the child that transitioned. Yes.
That's right. Like, he's being burned and has all the hell stuff going on. But while that's happening, he's at like a drag queen brunch and he's got some hostess going on to him going, that's hot, isn't it, bish? You know, and it's like a whole fucking thing.
It's Divine doing the reading. Big old came down here.
Yes, he's being beaten by Divine.
All right, kids. Have a good weekend.
Later.
Wait, this is Posting Monday. Have a good week.
I hope your weekend was good.
Oh, I hit.